I wanted to speak two halakim. Betzim, one is the Pesach for the second chalak. The first chalak I wanted to speak about was the Rambam's sheet in Gina, and it'll leave us off with some sort of shaila, and it'll lead us into a bigger inyan of how the Rambam learned of the Chlolius, the dinim of Chaluk over here. So I first want to focus on the Rambam, on how he learns Gina. We'll try to work it out a little bit, and then from that we're going to be aiming a little bit on a bigger picture of Chalukah Shutvin. The Rambam in Gina has here a pshat that's unique. He says in Halacha, in Shreinim, in Beis over here, he says he brings about the din of Chalukah HaKoisel. And then he says, "Kama goiva kozel tasayin, ain't poches marvamis, v'chein begino kafeu lahav ginos ginos chaveru b'mechitza gvoya sar tfachim." And the same thing by gina, he's kafeu marvel the gina with asar tfachim. Av bebika in tzarch lahav bebik also im bebikas chaveru b'makom shenohaku. So the Rambam says that gina also has a chiyuv of a wall, but the chiyuv is asar tfachim. To which it's a pella from our sugya. Our sugya says v'chein begina. We're talking about hezegria and so on. Everyone asks the kashas, including the Rambam's self answered on it. But akoponim, that's one nekuda in gina that's radically different. The Raivad asks, omah from zeshibush, elokos la'abamas. One point. In halacha yudzayin, the Rambam brings in a halacha that we don't have by us. Hamoyche gina lechaveru stam, voisim urevis in gina sacheros. If somebody sells a gina stam and it was mixing with other ginos, koifin as a lokeach limnos as a koisel b'neir, you koifin a lokeach to build a wall between them. Va'afilu b'mokash anokash lo dikdo b'ginos. He brings a halacha that avomokha because stam is not mechayim. It brings a halacha that we don't have any remez of that halacha by us, any place listed. It's shver, first of all, where the Rambam is coming from, where the Rambam got it from. And also, derived as, Om Avram v'chein amoicha. It sounds very strong in the Rambam. The Rambam says, first, kaifas lekeach. It's hard to believe that he means the lekeach also. The Pasha's Pshat is Kefes Lekech only. So, well, why is it different than the first case? You have two people over here that are mazik each other with Hezekriah, let's say, or the Rambam says not Hezekriah anymore. So both have to build it, or nobody has to build it. All of a sudden, there's a new halacha here that he has to, that Lekech has to build it. So the Raivad has, so one problem is, it's a new halacha, we have a hard time finding where it says any halacha like this. And secondly, the Raivad says the halacha should be that both of them should be mishtatev, like everything else we mishtatev. Also, the tsura of the Rambam's halacha. The Rambam says if his gina was mu'urv with gina sacheres. So, chotzer, I understand why the Rambam's not dealing with chotzer. It's not mistava, the normal chotzer is next to the house. You don't do real estate with chotzeres. A chotzer is next to the house, and you don't buy a chotzer in somebody else's house, for your use. But again, a person, as long as it's close enough, a person goes and is megadol, is yirakas, whatever it is. But l'chur, if the issue is a hezek riyadik issue, and which the Rambam is not like that, obviously, but whatever the issue is, so let's say, the Rambam says, I bought a gina that's next to other gina, that's within other ginas. So now they come along and they're mechayev me to build a wall here. Let's say I bought a parking lot next to somebody's gina. Let's say take my chutz is next to somebody's gina. Let's say I bought a bika next to somebody's gina. The Rambam's mashmos is only if it's gina murevis lechaginas. So you can say balabatish that maybe it's easy to be nitfas alof kiganev. It's one thing if it's one long gina, so my tomatoes, your tomatoes, a tomato here, tomato there, I take. Mashayin kein, if I have a bicker, so the wheat is my wheat, the tomatoes your wheat. Balbatish, there might be a difference. But I don't know, Balakapanim, the Rama doesn't say won't be anything like that. The Pirush HaMishnah is, we have two Mekoyres here for Pshat and the Rambam, that confirm that that's Pshat and the Rambam, they only make it harder. The Pirush HaMishnah is, learns like that in the Mishnah, he says, when he gets to the Gemara of V'chein Begina, he says, Pshat Diver Alocha Zayzish Bekoishi, Ubu'ura Kifisha Omru, V'husha Mishamacha Gina Stam, V'loi Pirush Murevis Imginas Ploini, M'chayim Esalokeach Ligdor Begderis. So he says, If somebody sold a gina stam, and he didn't tell the person that it's mu'ura with other ginois, mechayev masalakeach ligdor bigdeis. Then you mechayev him. What a strange hechatimtza. In other words, if I know that it's mu'ura with other ginois, we're not mechayev him. But if I don't know it's mu'ura with other ginois, I don't know. This piece I don't have pshat. He says. But al kopanim, the Rambam is learning up the Gemara later. That you know, he's fataiching the Mishnah in line with what he saw as the Gemara later, and this is where he comes up with this halacha of gina ben aginas. So we need to learn up a little bit the Gemara later and get a sense of what he's talking about. The Rambam himself was asked in the Chach Milonil sent him in the Tshuvas Rambam. Chach Milonil sent him in a Shaila that are you talking? You're paskening that you need Asarat Tfachim. I the Gemara says it says Agria. So he says I don't stand. He says don't. And Rebbe says Le'Yamar Adam. So he said what do you mean? He says don't you understand? Rebbe is only Midas Chasidus, and you know you can't say that the Gina needs it. For Hezekria, it's only for Litovs of Kiganev, which is very nice. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara brings a riot to Hezekria. So where are we going with that? In other words, the Rambam is saying a Svara. Fine. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that Toshma, and the Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara says if you hold Hezekria, Lashmei Hezek, you'll hold. Because in Gina you hold it is Shmei Hezek, and if you hold Hezekria Shmei Hezek, you learn Kipshute because it's not different Erd Hezekria. So where's the Rambam going? That the Nezekel will ask us. It's Davar Tamua, very very hard to understand.
The Mechain is falling off with Mechayim.
What?
The Mechain is falling off with Mechayim. So maybe according to the Basra, they're still going that the Mechain is going on.
I'm saying. Well, but the Gemara, where did the Gemara change? Where did the Rambam find an ilu in the Gemara? Where did the Rambam find an akun in the Gemara that he said that pshat has to be now different? The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says either as Hezekria klolis, also specific Hezekria that's more. So where did the Gemara? Where's the Hamin and Maskana to that? In the Maskana basis is Rebaba. That's not. The one that holds we Paschal Hezekria Shmei Hezek, we never needed Rebaba, we don't need Dalmiach Rebaba, and even the one who holds Hezekria Lav Shmei Hezek has Rebaba. So where did it come from? So first I want to try to bring, I think I'm pshat in the Rambam, and then it'll lead us to another Nakuda in general in Hezekria. The Rambam learned. Obviously, is coming from the Sefer, from the Gemara in Daf Dalet. The Gemara there has a Havamina and Maskana. It's the only Havamina and Maskana we find in our Mishnah. The Gemara is a Havamina and Maskana. What's the Pshat Stam? What's the Pshat Gineb Makom Shenagu? One Pshat is Dafke B'Makom Shenagu, and one Pshat is Stama is K'Makom Shenagu. So the Rambam said, the Rambam understood the Havamina Maskana de Gemara like this. If you hold that only in a Gina, only Makom Shenagu, do you need a wall? So then we could learn Pshat that it's because of Hezekria. Even if you hold Hezekria, so it's not, there's a music of a Minik Shtus, like we saw in Taisvis. That if they want to build more than three or four, they don't have to dance along with a person in Shagasim. So the Gemara brings a raya from that. You see that the fact that the Gemara by us is going with the Havamina, you see the fact that there are mekoymis that are mechayev you to build walls in a gina, and you have to comply with it. Vaistoisis has a kriya. So the Gemara answers, no. Al-Surababa's din, it's a minig that makes sense. When the Gemara says in the Maskana that stam gina is a mashnog, and every gina in the world is the default position is that you have to build a wall, that the Rambam held, Reb Abba's halacha can't be mechayev everybody. It's not the type of halacha that's mechayev everybody. It's a midas chassidus. So if there is a halacha that's mechayev everybody to build a wall, Bal Korchach it's coming with a different angle. And the only thing that you can say is a sarat fachim to be nisalav kekhanev. So the first thing I have is a nekuda understanding where the Rambam came from. The Rambam came from the Havamina Maskana Daf Dalet. Our sugi Daf Beis is going with the Havamina. And the Gemara, and the Havamina was, how does the halacha shtel zechois, that there are places where people were noyheg to make a wall negina. The reason was mistamals hezekriya, and it's an acceptable minig. It's not a minig shtus. So, I mean, if the minig was, if they had Adam Shigasana to make some hex, some chumsa, that for good luck, can't be mechayiv the other person, it's a minig shtus. But you see the hezek is mechayiv the other person, so it's not a minig shtus. So, b'akor hezek is mehezek. On that, the Gemara answers, no, that the reason why it is a minhag, your mechayiv, is al Rebaba. But once the Gemara says, pshat gina, that every gina is chayiv, that's the summit of also, it can't be the Rambam learned misvara that the pshat can no longer be as the halacha of Reb Abba. It doesn't make any sense. Bal Korchot means as mesipis. Then I think it's pshat. How did the Rambam get to the halacha of a person buying a gina and the other ones a gina ben gina itself? So there, I think the lashon of the Mishnah, is very different between the two cases. The first case is Ashutim Shatzel Lasis Mechitza Bechatzah Boines HaKoysel Be'emtza. It says they both build it. In Gina, it says Mechayvin Oisoy. It doesn't say Boines HaKoysel Be'emtza. It says Mechayvin Oisoy. And sitting by Bikr. So the Rambam learned there's a case where there's a Mechayvin Oisoy, as opposed to a case of Boines HaKoysel. And that must be such and such a case. Where is he? Two cases? I don't know. I don't have. But at least that's my knage as far as that goes. And that's fine. But what I'm bothered now is by a bigger shaila. So let's learn. So, dal me hochiv my hezba. So the Rambam learns that there's a halacha here of building a wall of asarat fachim of mesipis of al nisaganiv. So the vechein in the Mishnah becomes very problematic. The Bechein here is two different halachas whatsoever. In the Gemara, when the Gemara says that the Bechein is going on the Gevil Negozis, the Gemara says, fine, both of them are Megidre Hezekria. The Shaila is what's Hezekria and how much of a wolf Hezekria and so on and so forth. According to Rambam, let's learn up Pshat in the Mishnah. If Shutfin build a wall, if Shutfin are Mechal Chotzer, there's Hezekria, and they can mechayiv each other Kaisel. And the same halacha is that in that Shutfin are Mechal Kegina, they have to build a Kaisel, so they should be Nifso Keganav. And the Vechein is that you go Pasim Negam Medina. There's very little Vechein over there. In other words, you're talking about two halachas that have no Shaychas. The first part of the Mishnah is telling you a halacha of Hezekria Shmei Hezek. And it's telling you the chiyuv of that, and then suddenly a new halacha, and it's called vechein. I don't mind. There's no halacha here. Vechein is really, really, and the Rambam puts it in one halacha vechein. What's the vechein over here? It's two very, very separate halachas. And I want to use this nekuda. So what I'm going to try to be oimid with this nekuda is a broader havana in how the Rambam learned up the Chalukas Hashutfin, what the Mechayev and the Binyan Akoysel and so on, in a broader way. The first thing is the Rambam, in a very strange way, splits our Mishnah into two halachas. It says, the first halacha is in Yudalit, in Tesvav, Roichav Hamakom Akoisel Mishal Shnehem. The breath of the Koisel is both of them. The Kami Yerach, but you call Kiminah Gamedina. That's it. Vafil Yonoglas Mechitzvayim Vekanam Vahutzen. That's fine. The halacha of Gvil Gozes Kvis and so on and so forth. He has an halacha Yud Ches. And he says, "Makos Dagnivus Aksolim Avdil Mechatzes Beginus Avonshen Gozes." There's an old Fachim, there's an old Fachim, and so on and so forth. Very, very strange way. The Goyin is medayikid. The Goyin actually learns something from the fact he holds the Rambam, doesn't hold of certain nekudas. But like upon him, it's a very strange way. Now Mishnah it's mikshachas. The Rambam is telling there are two halachas. There's halacha of makom akoyisul mishal shneim, and then there's that. Okay. The Rambam, all the way at the end, he says, in Yud Ches, what happens if it falls down? Being that the mocking is shal shneihem, imnaf la koisel hare a mocking vavonim shal shneihem. If the koisel falls down, the mocking vavon shal shneihem. Vafilo nafel shusechnu shipin echnas kavon shusoi and so on. In a nema ever shus shneihem atchiyav irai. So the Rambam says that the reason why the koisel, why the avnei koisel gets split up, is because the makom mishal shneihem, and the Achrayim will ask, why was the Rambam so much more pashit about the makom than it was about the avanim? You have the same suffix. If one guy tainas that he built it all, so then he tainas there never was. His taina is there are no two makomis. The wall was standing flat on my makom. So what's the it's the same shaila. If the kfiya allows you to, if the fee allows you to assume that they both mistama gave property, they mistama gave afanim, and how's one more pasha than the other? And the Chayin will speak about it in the Medayik Rambam. So the Rambam says that we start, it's because the afanim, it's because the makom belongs to both of them, because you do it amongst both of them, that's why it's that. So I want to look a little bit into the halach over here, of where the Rambam has come from, where's this whole halacha come from. The Rambam brings in Yudalit, he starts the halachas, Chatz ha-shutfin sheish b'din chalukah, oish ha-chalkur b'tzayinu ha-pishayin b'din chalukah, yesh kalechem lokav z'chaver lus ha-koysel b'emtza, and so on. So the Rambam brings the two akimtas, in other words, the akimta the Gemara, she-chalkur b'tzayinam, that you have to build it, he brings it in as a halacha. It's obvious, because of the old Hezek, Riyah Shmei Hezek, the Ratzu in the Mishnah is talking about a war, a Mokrim that aimed in Chalukah. Why? Why is the Mishnah talking about Halach in such a strange case? So Tosfos says, I would add a Havamina that the person can make a Tanai, since you needed my goodwill. The Mishnah says, since you needed my goodwill. And you're telling my goodwill and to make a chalukah, I would think that, you know, I don't want to build a wall. So not clear if the Rambam holds that. He doesn't say anything about it. But the shaila is where does the tanai come in? L'chura, when people split up a chatzah, they split up a chatzah. You now have two chatzeris. Now you have a new din of Hezekriah. You have a halacha of I'm mazik you, you mazik me. I can be teveh, you stop. You can be teveh, I stop. The Rambam also brings the emesis, the context of these halachas is chalukas hashutfin. That's really perik beis and perik aleph perik beis. Take a look even in the beginning halachas shchenim in yineil halachas leida. Din chiluk hakakois van shutvin. How to split kakak between shutvin? Varchokas nezikolechna mishchena bal meitza shaloins and vidin bal meitza. So chalukas hashutvin is the first piece of it. If I write the Rambam, I would stop at right by Yudalit, and I would make a new perek out of it. Ad kan hilchis chalukas chatzeris and so on. Mikan velech a new halachas. The Rambam also brings a halacha. Let's take a look in halacha tes. Hashut fin shirotzu lachloik. Dov ha-shem b'din chalukah. Af al pi shem mafsidin ha-shmoi cholkin. If shutfim want to divide up something that doesn't have a din chalukah, even though they're mafsidin shmoi, even though they're no longer going to have something that's worthy of the original name, cholkin, they can divide it up. Or b'kisra ha-kodesh, but in kisra ha-kodesh, al pi shirotzu lo yachloku. Ba-medvar ma-mur b'krachecha, al-shay krichas ma-tzu lachlok cholkin. So it is a quote from a Mishnah, but again, in the Mishnah says it sort of as akdamot halacha. The first halacha in the Rambam, luchur is superfluous. Ashut v'shotzer lachok dovashem b'din chalukah, pishem avsid nashmoy cholkin. They certainly can. In other words, the halacha itself could have been kisva kodesh lo yachloku afilu shirotzu shneihem. That's it's aloch and hulchis kedushas kisvei kodesh, covered kisvei kodesh. The hakdoma that you can divide up everything else has l'chur no halachic meaning to it. Of course, if you you can do whatever you want. If I want to sell a person a half a shoe, if the person feels like buying a half a shoe, so he could buy it. Well, what's the problem? And we own a little small piece of land. And we want to split it in half, so split it in half. What's the problem here? So again, it's not a kasha. He's bringing a Loshna Mishnah. The Mishnah is there is to say a something that's not a chiddush to bring in agav to be mavlit the sefer. Can't say it's not a kasha, but it's jarring a little bit. So I think the pshat's like this. The Welt speaks about the different reasons why what's mechayev over here in Hezekria, what's mechayev the two people to chip in. So one mahalach is it's like mazik, shcheinim that are mazik each other in all of layachbar, it's the same gedda. That's one mahalach. There are problems with it because he's not really mazik. He could say he's going to stop and so on. There's another mahalach that it's like shutfim that can be koyf each other on a beis shar and so on and so forth. Those are two mahalchim that are very, very motzi and different problems with each one, different stodim, different rayas for each one. I think there's another kenach here also, and I think that's where the Rambam is coming from. A shutfim have a right for chluka. They have a right to split it into half. When I become a shutif with somebody in any nechosim, chlukas shutfim is of the schusim of a shutif. I can the shutfis can last as a joint enterprise, and I also can we can also split it into two. The lashon the Rambam uses in Koisel by Bikkur by Gina is. Uses his lashon is in a tzorich lehavdul bikosim bikos chaveroi rotzel lehavdul bikosoi koisel hamavdil vechein begina koifeo lehavdul ginosim ginos chaveroi and so on. In other words, like this: when I make a chalukah. The word chluka is mesiachas to the finances and to the schusim as a bailam. The word havdala is the physical separation. So I can make a chaluka that I no longer use this, you no longer use that. That's one part of it. And then there's many times, the chluka will be mechayev to make a havdala also. That I should physically cut out two halakim. In other words, it is mischusei ashutvim and midine achluka that just like a shutiv has a right to go out, just like a shutiv has a schus to leave the shutvis, that's mitzad the mamanishavoy, a shutiv that also has a right to be mavdil the shutvis. So if we owned a field together, we can split it financially, and I can also demand to create a certain havdalah, if it's appropriate. So I like to understand the Rambam's understanding of this whole of this whole parasha, this whole din of shutfim is subsumed under a bigger category that's chlukas hashutfim. It's takipara perik. Now, let's take an example. We have two fields. We own two houses. One on one side of our kol, one on the other side of our kol. We own it jointly. We rent it out jointly. Then we decide to dissolve the shutfim. I'll take one house. Take no house. I can't force you to build a wall. I say I don't like to see your house anymore. It reminds me of our terrible shutfim, and I can't bear to look at it. Tough luck. So get yourself sunglasses, or you build a wall. It's muvdal. It is separate. So Adkan, this is your house. This is my house, and it's muvdal. What's the problem? So I can't demand anything. But let's say there's hezekria. Let's say that you're looking at what I'm doing, I'm looking at what you're doing. So it's not separate. In other words, part of since the makom of a chatzis is ishtamshus, so as long as there's a tarivis of re'ia, and I see what you're doing, you see what I'm doing, that's lacking. It's not called that it's muvdal. So if Hezek Riashme Hezek mischusea chaluka of the chatzah is to be mavdalit with something that will take care of the Hezek Riyah. That's the halacha of the Avdalah. Now, there are certain and there are certain things that the Ri'i itself doesn't shter. It's not lamashal. In a gina, yes, you're not allowed to look at. If you look at my gina, it throws an ayin hara on it, and it makes it problematic. And that's why you have a chiyuv not to look at it. But I can't say that it's meuruv, and that it's not been split off. If I don't have the wall to a kriya, and mitzad hilchus niske shcheinim, re'ia is not a real mazik for many reasons. Either the person tiny is I'm not going to look, or it's very direct, back and forth. And if I don't have a schus, because it doesn't go into what I would call the havdalah of the shutfis. On the other hand, if it's a tomato garden, and you're picking tomatoes here, and I'm picking tomatoes here, you grab a tomato of mine, you grab a leaf of mine, you grab a this of mine, mitzad ishtamshus, there's a lack of havdalah if we don't have something being mavdil, so we put up something being mavdil. So let's go back to Rambam. The Rambam starts, this perek deals with chalukas hashutfis. And it's specific to karkos, because in karkos, this mitzias of having things me'uruf together, where you need to split them apart, this is where it's more mutzi. It's true in Samataltin, it will be nageah, but basically it's be'ikas shutfis in karkos, because that's where you have a problem that the chaluk in mamanis is not enough for chaluka until you don't have a havdalah, something that's mavdal. That's what the Rambam says. In a chotzer that's able din chaluka, I could do whatever I want. I could sell people half a shoe, but I have to supply shoe laces for half a shoe. In other words, if you bought a half a shoe, you bought a half a shoe. It all the dinim that they have to supply for a shoe, you don't supply for a half a shoe. A half a shoe is not a shoe. So you bought a leather, I don't know, whatever you bought. You bought a Purim shoe. If a person is mechalik something that's able din chaluka, I could understand. Ibn al-Khaluka means you can't carve two chatzeris out of this. So none of the chiyuvim of chiluke ashutfis will be chal over here. And so on that he says, no, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, and the Rambam brings it. Shut v'net rotzu lachloik. If someone has a chiluke, if even though they don't have the right to be koif chluka on each other, but it has a shem chluka. Where's it going to be in Afkamina? Our Mishnah. That's why our Mishnah says this halacha. Our Mishnah kills two birds with one stone. It tells us dine chluke ashutfis, and it tells us dine havdolas ashutfis, and then it also tells me that chalukas ashutfis mirotzin is chal on even something that ain't but in chaluka. Ain't but in chaluka is a halacha only in kfias a chaluka on the shutfim. But that there's chal Hashem, and that's why you need a kinyan on it. The kinyan is also, until you don't make a kinyan, a shutfim can pull out the shutfim whenever he wants. And you don't need more than that. It's a bira chalokin. But over here, you're creating a chaluka where none existed. So until you're not kaina beruchais, until you're not kaivei amakoim, the chaluka can't be chal mitzad the diburim. In regular chaluka, since you have a slus to pull out, there is you can pull out and that's that. Here it's different. There's a big difference between chalukas hashutvin and lekuchas. In the same halachas, the Rambam says, the Rambam brings halacha, that if you have yorshim, that yorshim shacholku lekuchas hay, and therefore they don't have the rights that a normal shutev would have in chalukas hashutvin. The din is when somebody buys something, it's yoda al tachtoina, and whatever is not agreed on, mefurish, he doesn't have. So many of the things, depending on the Seder Advarim, what's be'etzim shayach to karka, not shayach to karka, and so on, I don't have the right for it. So if shutfim together grew something, and then they're making chalukah, so we're going to have to count for every prat over here. Because part of the chalukas hashutfim is the hishtamshiyos, the various hishtamshiyos that were used, also on this chalik, and I need to be chalik it. A lokeach doesn't get that schus, and a lokeach walks off and takes on stuff, and so on and so forth. So the hakdama to our perek, the hakdama is that there's a halacha of chalukas hashutfis, that's mechayev havdala also. It's mechayev that not only do I split off the ownership, but I split off the ishtamshus also. I no longer have a right for personal ishtamshus and not more of the ishtamshus. So the first halacha here is so the Rambam says this din applies chatz hashutfin sheyesh b'din chluka, because that's really the mucker for these halachas. So now, in other words, when you split up a chatzah, your schusim are to carve out personal space, and therefore, if hezekriya will be lavshmei hezek, then the halacha would be that it wouldn't if hezekish lashme hezek, then you have personal space. The fact that you're sensitive, somebody looking at you, it's your problem. But since hezekish may hezek, so it's a valid claim to require new chalukah, and that's what I have over here. Then the Rambam says roichem makom akoysel mishal shnehem. This halacha here is, I think, different than the Gvil and the Gazis. There's two halachas here. One halacha is, since when shutfim are mischalik, there is the right to build private, to have privacy, and that's part of it. So two things happen. As soon as we split up the shutfis, a chelik of my property and a chelik of your property becomes the wall. It becomes the makom hakoysel. In other words, since this is a halacha that's be'etzim in the chalukah, so this happens with the chalukah. It can be chal immediately. Now, I also need to come up with some money to build the wall. Sometimes I come up, sometimes I don't come up with the money. And I may or may not come up with the money. But the shibur on the karka is automatic mitzad the chalukah. I don't have to, it's not the pshat like this. I come along and I say, Haskell, you know, it's only right to build the wall. It's a mission about Basra. I need from you land, and I need from you, Avonim. And he says, you know, it's hard. I'll think about it. And then I get sick and tired, and I say, you know what? Keep everything. I'm going to build myself. It's in the chalukah itself, since chalukah is mechayev koisel amavdil, So as in making the chalukah itself, there is karka that is mine. It's meshubat for the other person's wall. In other words, each one has a piece that's for the other one. That's one halacha. What kind of wall to build? How to build? Well, how much you have to give for each thing? That's the second halacha there. But the nafgamina is that when I come and I look at what's here, so let's take a look at it. Mitzad, I have now, the wall fell down, and I have to analyze what happened with the property, and what happened with the avonim. So it's a very big difference. The property, there's a vadai. I know vadai, that there were two pieces of land here, each one 3 tefachim wide, one meshubit for Chatzka's wall, one meshubit for Ruvain's wall. That I know is there. That's a metzias. So the guy's timing, I forfeited, and I took in, and I was mevat on his. Okay? I see right. There's a vadai, it was chal. There was a vadai chelak that was meshubit. Avonim, the person's mechuyev to do it, I can take him to Bezin, I can get the police to give it to him, but there's no vadai on it. So that's what Rambam says. On the karka, there's a vadai, because that's chal, the shibur on the karka, that the karka is meshubin and it's vadai, his and yours, that's chal mikoyach, the etzem, the chaluka. That was chal already. So we know vadai that each one had a piece of land here. It could be that I forfeited and I pushed in and he took mine and I took his. That could be. But I see raya. I might have a raya. Masha einkin davonim. Davonim, without davonim, I need to come on. I need to come on to the fact, since it was standing on the person's a place until now, so he's a toughest until now. And later on, okay, so now it's like I was tefis lachshon sofik, however you want to learn it. But that's where the Rambam splits the two, one from each other.
So shouldn't you put that din into Tesvav then? The din of one, once it falls, was it like...
At first he wants to build the wall and he lets it fall at the end. He doesn't, you know, the lefikach is going on the whole Indian over here. Now that I've set up these gedarim, so this will be the chiluk of it. It's not a... So let's just review the thing and stay to where we got to. We had two inyanim in the Rambam that we're dealing with. The first inyan was to be Maimid inyan of Gina, and the second inyan was to look at Chlukas at Shutfis, and in a Kaisel. In Gina, we saw the Rambam. We learned up Shat the Rambam. The Rambam's mocker is the Maskana de Gemara, the Shakatay and Afdalit. The Chiddush in the Shakatay and Afdalit is that Gina went from being a wall in certain cases where there's a minig to a wall that is always in the Gina. The Rambam said if that's true, it can't be that the mechayev of that is the hezekriya. By Gina, there's not such a degree of hezekriya where you can say it's automatic part and parcel of it. And bal karkach it must be al slitav slav kiganif. The Rambam. So the male of the Rambam learns that that's and I mean that's how he learns. That we just did a pshat the Gemara, but it brought us to a bigger shaila of what's the vechein about. Where are we coming with vechein over here? Why is it part of the same mishnah? Talking about two very separate halachas. I mean, fine. Here's a zechiv to build. Here's a zechiv to build. But there's nothing else. So we tried to be aimed on a little bit of a yisoid in what the chiyuv hakoysel is. We want to learn that it's part of the schusim of chalukas hashutfim, that just like shutfim have a right to pull out financially, and I can take my money and go, and we can designate the different properties as long as you. I also have a right. The Lashon Rambam uses always the koisel that's mavdil. Bibikain it's sorach lahavdil. He have to be mavdil. Koifel lahavdil, and use the Lashon quite a few places over here. The word, and when he says the mashal, he starts off the halacha, and again, it's a lashon of Mishnah, that boynas hakoysel be'emtza. In other words, boynas hakoysel be'emtza, yocholokos chaver libas hakoysel be'emtza. Then he says again, roich makom hakoysel mishal shnehem. Well, what's that gosha, yocholokos chaver libas hakoysel be'emtza? In other words, the mahus of the koysel is the koysel that physically splits apart the property, not only financially. That's a schus. It's a chiddush that exists in something that's ena, in something that's not that's ena yochol. The chalukas hashutfim is mechayev to have that in a case of for hezekria, because that's the havdalah in a chatzah. It's not mechayev that negina, because it is a gina muvdalas even as a kriya. But what's mechayev is a mesipas for that. I want to finish off the last piece over here, but it'll come out a tremendous nafgamina whether the issue came about as a result of chalukas hashutfin or as a result of mechamemka and lokeach. The Rambam, one of the first shayos was the Rambam's difference between the and the Ravid adds one point. It says Am Avram v'din amaycha. No, this halacha is noivea in a gina. If he took a gina ben aginos and if he took a gina ben aginos, it's a difference that we split, because when we split the two, we had a chalukas hashutfin. Chalukas hashutfin, each one is a teivea on his chus. You can't tell me, you should build the wall, I should build the wall. It's my, everyone has this chus to have a makom that's nifrat. When I buy a gina ben aginos, so you're right. If the chiyuv would be because of hezekria, I'm mazik, it's not hezekria, whatever. I'm going to be a ganav to you, you're going to be a ganav to me. So we're both mazik each other, quote unquote. But the answer is, the mechayev, the reason why I can mechayev the other person looks at shutfis. In a lokeach, I say that a moicha bain ro moicha, and just like if you had, for example, if you had water, a water pipe, and then you're a lokeach, you don't have a right to the water pipe running to the other rishus automatically. That's the classic example. That's what Rambam says by chalukas achim. All schusim that were there before don't apply to you unless it's either extremely inherent in the karka or is spoken about. But we assume when a person sells, it's a minimal sale. You sell the very, very minimal amount that's necessary. You don't add anything to the sale. So lokeach gina taka, if the chiv would be the niske shchenim, it's harder to understand it. And the right, that's where the Ravid's coming from. The Ravid learns to get a niske shchenim, or it's koifin al bnei ha'ir, or whatever it is. You can still say meicha bayin that I foist it on you. But the way we're learning it, it's so good in the Rambam. The whole halacha that they're both mechayev each other comes mikoyach chalukas hashutfin. So in a place where it's not chalukas hashutfin, then mechateisa, I can be mechayev you, mechateisa can be mechayev me to do it. If you want the havdalah is going to be your problem, not my problem. That I think is put on them. And then we went back to the reason the Rambam's halacha of that the avarim are we split because it's mukhsar shneihem. We wanted to explain that the karka that's mishubet to shneihem is mikoyach the karka that's mishubet mishneihem is mikoyach the etzem chaluka, and that's chal automatically. That's a vaday, and it's together when something goes vaday. You're tiny, you're in vata mechateisa. Mashenki the avanim. I mean, the chiyuv is there, but the avanim weren't there, and you have to come up with the money. I want to add one more thing. That in Pirsha Mishnayis, when Rambam says Shemocha Gina Stam V'Loi Pirishu Mureves Mechayvus Alkech Ligda Bigdeiros, I think I couldn't work it out of Seif. I don't have down Pratim. It could be there'll be a difference in the getter of Meicher and Lokeach. If I sell him and I tell him it's a Gina Mureves Ben Aginos, then Lechura I'm giving you a schus to be that way, and therefore you don't have a din of a mazik, I don't have a din of a mazik. Masha ain kain, if I told you I'm selling you a gina, that means that it's something that's not going to be bothering me. Over there it's on you. I think that's what the Rambam is adding it, or else it's very strange. But I don't have worked out, not all the pratim shtim. I want to leave it just as a mockum to think about. Okay.
So the case in the mocher is because the mocher owned the other ones? Meaning, so he owns it, therefore it's a chalukah between the
lokeach. Yes, yes.
Just the fact that I'm selling something that requires a dollar between